fall. Now, we didn't wake up to the best news today because we were informed that motorists are going to be paying 74 cents more per litre of petrol and between 91 and 93 cents more per litre of diesel from Wednesday. The fuel announcement for March was made by the Minister of Energy, Jeff Radebe, and he said the price hikes were mainly due to an increase in international crude oil prices. So the current inland price for a litre of 95 octane unleaded is 14.08, and from Wednesday this price will rise to 14.82 per litre. So quite a massive increase, 74 cents, just unbelievable. Now, in a fuel related story, Gerard Papenfuss from the National Employers Association of South Africa, NEASA, told protesting motorists today in an open letter not to boycott Sasol petrol stations. And I earlier caught up with Gerard, firstly to find out where the boycott stems from and what he suggests, in fact, that the protesting motorists do. You penned an open letter today to alert consumers, in fact, that the boycott to Sasol is punishing the wrong entity. Just by way of context, and to for those who are not familiar with this particular story, what happened to that led to you writing this letter?
Simple situation. I put in gas in that particular filling station, and a remark was made by the owner, and I said, "But tell me exactly what's happening here." And so we followed, we researched it a bit. And, you know, in this particular case, the particular case that triggered this thing, this filling station suffering a loss of approximately 40% of turnover by Afrikaner motorists boycotting her. And so we researched it, and this is an extreme case. I think the average is approximately 20% of filling percent loss at filling stations. But the point is, it's pointless. This whole thing is pointless. They have nothing to do with this. They cannot influence the social filling stations. Cannot influence social. They simply doesn't have that leverage. And so they are suffering for something that they can't change. They can't correct it. They have nothing to do with it. So that triggered this open letter to motorists.
Because I believe it all stems from what transpired in June last year when Sasol announced the Kanyisa Share scheme as part of the Employee Empowerment Enhancement Scheme. The scheme excluded the participation of white employees and only benefited previously disadvantaged employers. And this was the reaction to this.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's a social media campaign that was started by somebody, but it's based on a total misconception. They're simply punishing the wrong person. You know, I got letters today where people say, yeah, but they're doing it anyway, because somehow the filling stations will influence Sasol. Well, the point is, it's not the case. You know, when Sasol did this, when they introduced the scheme and the way they did it, they know exactly what they were doing. They're not going to change it now. The filling station simply doesn't have leverage. That's a situation. But, you know, it just illustrates that, you know, sometimes you do something that has unintended consequences. You must do your homework before you start something.
And where would you suggest that the consumers direct their anger towards?
Well, you know, somebody asked me this. He said, "Now, the question was, now, how do we punish Sasol?" Well, the point is, you can't really. You know, how are we going to get to Sasol? And I'm not suggesting they do that, but the point is, it's pointless. I think. And I'm thinking about it now while I'm writing. I think people need to go to Facebook and social media and write about it. And I think Sasol is sensitive of their brand, but I think that those that's driving this campaign must come up with more original methods to alert Sasol to the mother body, to the fact that they do not appreciate the style of empowerment. But punishing the filling station is simply the wrong way to do it. I can see people really battling very hard as a result of this. And, you know, and the employees, The point is, it has no effect on the motherboard, or at least very little. I can't say no effect at all. You know, we don't see the figures. But the point is, you drive past a Sasol filling station, you go to the next one, and that filling station is provided for in terms of the product by the same company. So it doesn't matter where you put in petrol. The outcome is the same.
Smile 90.4 FM, the voice there of Gerard Papenfuss, the National Employees Association of South Africa, NIASA. Gerard, you mentioned about the filling station that you came across there that had a drop in production. Are you aware of any other Sasol filling stations across the country?
We researched it, and a huge number of them are affected, and I think I've got reason to believe that it's more in the northern areas. That's my understanding. They are a very huge concentration of an Afrikaner community. And, as I said in my press release today, it's not necessarily wrong to withhold your money, for a cause. To say I'm going to redirect my spend to a place where I feel I'm appreciated, where the cause is good. But in this case, money is used. The withholding of money is used as some punishment, but it's directed at the wrong person. All social filling stations is affected. And we say that there's an average of 20% loss in all cases, but it goes as high as 40% in some cases.
So between 20% and 40%. When you talk about the northern areas, is this northern Gauteng?
Yeah, Gauteng, Limpopo, these areas, northern provinces.
Okay. As far as the Kanyisa share scheme, is Sasol, after the announcement in June last year, are they continuing with this particular
share scheme? As far as I know, there's nothing to indicate that they've changed it. There's no indication that they're rethinking of it. I can understand why people are upset by this. I think it's beyond the time where we exclude people on the basis of race from anything. And I don't understand why Sasol in this case is punishing actually a small number of its employees. There's employment equity where new employees is coming in, where the balance is restored. But then to punish a race group for something that's happened 20 years ago, and some of them are young people, I think it's not right. But, that's strategically the wrong move. And I can understand when people are frustrated by this and they want to illustrate their discontent with Sasol. But that's just not happening. They punish the wrong person here. So Sasol is not feeling this. They go about unscathed, and the filling station owner feel the brunt of this campaign.
As much as they go about, as you say, Gerard, unscathed, are they aware about this particular boycott?
Oh yes. I think they're very much aware. The communications departments of institutions like Sasol, the day that started to happen. I have no doubt that they are aware of that. They must be became aware of it. And I think Sasol filling station owners has alerted them to that. I believe my letter today has reached Sasol as well. Immediately, it must be. If somebody writes about NIASA, I know it within minutes. Because all institutions are sensitive of what's happening in the media. You read and you deal with it. So Sasol must know about it. I have no doubt. I will be very surprised if they're not aware of it.
The voice there of Gerard Papenfuss from NIASA joining us in conversation. Gerard, I came across reports as well that Solidarity last year, in response to the Kanyisa share scheme, wanted to file a complaint in the US to regulators there. Do you know if they've gone about and done that?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
It's news to me. I can't answer that. It will be interesting if you can find out. get them on your show.
Absolutely. So Gerard, you reckon that the target of the boycott is misplaced, and they should voice their concerns direct to Sasol itself?
I think so. I think that's the way. That's the place to do it. There's no, a boycott's not going to work in this case. You cannot. The point is, you cannot boycott the way this whole thing is structured. You can't really boycott Sasol, but the brand, make the brand sensitive of your discontent. I would suggest, you're not happy about it, write a well-mannered proper letter to and get the popular, the people to do that. But direct it to Sasol's head office and complain about it, but don't punish the filling station. That's just the wrong place.
All right, Gerard, we can leave it there. Is anything else that you'd like to add?
No, thank you. But thank you for calling me, and thank you for this for having me.
It's a pleasure. Gerard Papenfuss chatting to me earlier from NIASA, the National Employees Association of South Africa. Just in response, he wrote an open letter to consumer boycotters who he feels are punishing the wrong entity, because following the announcement last year, June, Sasol announced the Sasol Kanyisa share scheme as part of an employee empowerment enhancement scheme, which excluded the participation of white employees, only benefiting previously disadvantaged employees. There was reaction to this. There was a boycott call to boycott Sasol filling stations. Gerard Papenfuss today writing an open letter to those consumers, saying that in fact a boycott of this nature will not work, because in fact you are just hurting employees of those service stations, with productivity dropping in some instances between 20% and 40%, saying too that a boycott against a company like Sasol will simply not work. You just have to somehow voice your concern directed at head office to make the brand aware of your discontentment. And I suppose it's a numbers game, that the more people that make their feelings heard, they may just be some sort of, or may facilitate some sort of communication from Sasol. Your thoughts on the matter on 35904, on Twitter, on Facebook, or on the SMS line, as I'd mentioned, at 35904. 8:45.